Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1520 KVTA. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim Pagano, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to tune in. Today, we are talking about different aspects of food, how to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul, and also how different foods trigger different memories, you know, like feel-good foods, all those kind of things. And I'm excited. Of course, I have my friends here, Marsha Hively.
Good morning. Good afternoon. It's already afternoon. I can't believe it.
There you go. And Sharon Savidson.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And my first guest will be in the studio with us right now is Karen Roth, and she is holistic nutritionist. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So glad to have you here. I'm really excited to hear all the things that you know and that you're going to share with us.
Thank you.
We also have her husband, Steve Roth, author of I Married a Nutritionist. I wonder what that's like, right? And it says things I've learned that every guy should know. So, Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Kim.
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. All right. And our guest after that is going to be Kathy O'Keefe, cannabis, and she's going to be talking about how to overcome illnesses by accessing your physician within. And then our next guest after that is Barbara Magro, and her book is Recipes to Remember, how Barbara was able to recreate recipes for her family after her mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Then our last guest, which is another, just amazing guests from all over the world here. We have me, Tracy McCormick, and she's going to be talking about your choices of food and how your choice and how her choice saved her life. Remember, this is this Saturday today, October 27th, which is today, is Ventura Family Fun Festival, and you definitely want to get out there and have fun. Also, I want to do a little shout-out for my new friends over at NABO, and where I was the mistress of ceremony last week, and I had an amazing time over there, and it's an amazing group, so thank you again. Also, Regal Medical and Lakeside Medical, I was over a host over there at the Health Expo, and tons of new people, tons of new education over there, just a great place, and so much that they're trying to do for our community. Also, I met a lot of people. In fact, I met Karen there at the Wellness Expo, and so I definitely want to do a shout-out to them. It was great, and it's just so many people just being, you know, in their mind, being purposeful and knowing what their purpose is. So also, I do have some giveaway tickets today, and I want to let you know our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. You want to write that down. And this is for The King and I on Fridays and Saturdays from 7:30 and also Saturdays at 2 o'clock. And that is going to start November 2nd to the 18th. And this is a great little place over off of Hillcrest Center for the Arts. And the story of King Siam and the English school teachers. So I think you'll enjoy this. So when I let you know and it's time to call in, I'd love you to win those tickets. And I want to just tell you that I appreciate, we all have choices, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, because we've got a great show for you today. So let's get started. Karen and Steve, you know, let's tell everybody a little bit about your book. Again, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. So your book, I Married a Nutritionist. Steve, what does that feel like? What does that mean?
Well, you know, Kim, how this book came about was about a year and a half ago. It kind of dawned on me that here I am getting all this fantastic information from my live-in nutritionist, and I really needed to share it with all the other guys of the world. So I started a blog called I Married a Nutritionist, written real humorous short chapters for the blog, and everybody seemed to really gravitate towards it. It grew and grew, and then Karen and I took the next step to turn it into a book.
Steve, give everybody a little bit of your background because of why it's so humorous.
Well, my background, the first half of my career, I worked in the entertainment industry pretty much as a writer, worked all around the business, worked on shows such as Designing Women, all the way down to Nickelodeon's first live-action show. And so I really like, you know, comedy writing, and dialogue is real easy to me. And I thought this might be a really good format for doing the book in dialogue between Karen and myself.
I love it.
And
so
you have written it in dialogue form, so there's questions.
It's so cute, too. I mean, it really is. So what have you learned being married to Karen?
Well, one of the big things I learned is that a lot of the problems you have, whether it's high blood pressure or cholesterol and other things, can really be fixed by some simple changes in your diet. And you don't have to basically bow to the fact that your father had high blood pressure or your mother had cancer, that you can really take health in your own hands and have control over your life.
And, you know, like so many other people, Steve thought he was doing things correctly. He was having cereal for breakfast. He was using those non-fat dairy substitutes in his coffee. And it was all fake food. And so he was headed down the path.
So wait, do you mean like vanilla milk, that kind of stuff, or just...
I'm talking about like the non-dairy creamers. If you turn that over and look at the ingredient list, the only thing in it that is real is some water. The rest of it is artificial sweeteners, chemicals, and dyes.
Okay.
And so we just got him onto real milk.
And when you say real milk, is it better to use like non-fat milk or low-fat or 2% or what does that mean?
Well, I believe that we are not getting enough fat in our diet. I mean, we've been living a lifetime, you know, years and years and years of eating low-fat, non-fat foods. And what have we seen? We've just seen a rise in depression and, you know, much more antidepressants being prescribed. And our brain...
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but anytime they put low fat on the label, that means they had to stick something else in there to make it feel it taste good.
Right.
So lots of salt, lots of sugar.
Sugar, exactly. Right.
Or preservatives,
or artificial sweeteners.
You know, when you say we need more fat in our diet, talk about what that is, because, you know, people out there don't know what it means to have more fat. How about a hamburger or French fries?
Oh, and how much is more?
And, well, like, for example, instead of eating margarine, you want to eat real butter. Instead of eating, using soybean oil, you want to use coconut oils.
Love coconut oils. That's my new find right now.
What about the olive oil that they move? Don't use vegetable oil. Don't use canola oil.
Right.
Use olive oil.
Right. Olive oil is really good for using on very low temperature. Canola oil, I don't know if you know what canola oil is. There really is no canola plant. Canola stands for Canadian oil.
Okay. So is it bad for you?
First of all, it's genetically modified.
Okay.
It's originally rapeseed oil, which is toxic to humans. It's used in industrialization of like machinery and stuff. So in Canada, they genetically modified the rapeseed oil and called it canola.
Nice.
Okay,
nice.
So Karen, I cook every day for my kids. So tell me, and I use Pam spray and I use olive oil. Tell me what I should be using.
Well, we use coconut oil. You can use avocado oil, walnut oils, all the nut oils. I'm not sure about what's in Pam these days.
Well, there's all these natural misters you can buy. You just put your own oil in the mister and use that in the same degree you would. I mean, the whole idea of using Pam is that it sprays a lot less oil on something. But if you use the misters, you know, it's the same effect, but you know what's going in that mister.
Right. You can buy those at Bed Bath & Beyond. They're like
$10. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I have one of those. I think it's so much. Because you can really, you're putting your own ingredient in there, correct?
Plus, it's also not aerosol and from
propane.
The environment.
Right.
Yeah.
Steve, are you still there with us? Have you been doing all these great things that your wife, the nutritionist, has advised?
I better, or she's going to shoot me a look across the kitchen.
There you go.
No,
I do want to just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking about the different aspects of food and how to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul, and how different foods trigger different things and different memories. So right now we have Karen on the here in our studio, Karen Roth, and she is a nutritionist. We've got her husband, Steve Roth, who wrote the book, I Am Married to a Nutritionist, or I Married a Nutritionist, Things I've Learned That Every Guy Should Know. So stay with us.
Okay, so my question is, all right, so or maybe I'm wrong or right, but if you use a little bit of a good oil, it's so much more satisfying. The food tastes so much better. You don't need as much as when you put a lot of other junk on it.
It's the same thing with full fat foods. If you're eating full fat foods, you're more satiated. You're not craving. When you have, you know, low fat foods that's loaded with sugar and sodium, then you...
It's like when you eat everything in the refrigerator, the carrots, then the lettuce, then the celery, and then you go to the chocolate because you don't feel satisfied.
Right.
So what does oil or fat do for you?
It feeds the brain and it nourishes every cell. Every cell in our body has two layers of lipids or fats around them. And every cell has receptor sites on it for your hormones. And if you don't have enough fat in your diet, your cells just basically become non-functioning. The receptor sites kind of get dried up, almost like a rusty keyhole. Then your hormones aren't functioning. Then you start to see problems with your thyroid.
Karen, just so everybody knows that's listening right now, tell them exactly what you do and you know, what your practice is.
Okay. Well, I'm a holistic nutritionist specializing in hormone balancing. So I work...
We're going to go there next.
Okay. I work with diets, lifestyle changes, and then I use specific herbs to help balance hormones with women. So I do saliva testing. And I use only plant-based supplements, so there's no creams, no prescriptions, no bioidenticals. It's all plant-based.
Tom, did you already have your saliva test? Tom?
Steve?
Oh, look at it. Thank you. Steve, did you already have your saliva test?
Actually, I did a while back, and also had a very different test, which was real interesting, which was the gluten test. And I found out that just like Karen, we are both gluten sensitive. Even though we don't have outward feelings of when you eat gluten, your stomach problems and all that, we discovered that we're doing a lot of damage with inflammation. So a couple of months ago, we went gluten-free. It was a bit of a challenge at first, but, you know, after you get used to changing your habits, it's not a bad thing.
You know, we hear so much about this gluten-free. What would it mean to be gluten-free? What does that exactly mean?
Well, to be gluten-free means that you remove all barley, rye, wheat, and some of the oats that may be contaminated. So going gluten-free doesn't necessarily mean that it's a healthy diet if you're just going from a regular donut to a gluten-free donut. But the goal is to reduce the amount of carbs you have. And gluten is in many, many different things. You can find it in marinades, salad dressings, any kind of crackers. Going gluten-free is really easy these days because of our choices of what we have. And
although I was very surprised, we had a guest staying at our house, and my son had told me, this is a friend of his, that she was gluten-free. So I always make a huge breakfast, and I wanted to make sure that I was, you know, including her in the breakfast. So I went looking for gluten-free pancake mix. I had to go to 4 stores. I thought that was a really easy thing to get. I should have started at Whole Foods, but I went to every store on the way to Whole Foods. I should have just started there because they have an entire section on gluten-free stuff.
Well, right. I think it's becoming, you know, more, I mean, it's everywhere now, right? I mean, that's the thing. You know, what I want to talk, why we have Steve on our line here, is what are the 10 things that you've learned that every guy should know?
Oh, gosh, the things, everything from starting off with artificial sweeteners and how damaging they are to your body. Much better off just shelving all the artificial sweeteners and all those products that contain artificial sweeteners, and you're better off having sugar. And instead of sugar, one step even better is stevia and xylitol. That's been a really big thing.
Say that again?
Stevia.
Stevia and xylitol.
So you're saying to have it?
Yes, yeah, stevia is a natural herb that is... like about 300 times sweeter than sugar. So when people initially try it, they usually don't like it because they use too much of it. So you just have to use a tiny, tiny little bit.
Oh, that's interesting.
So is there some kind of website you can go on and how to take recipes and change them over?
Well, there's a conversion.
Is it like 1 to 5 or something?
Right.
Or what's your recommendation?
Sweetleaf.com. They have a conversion chart.
Oh, that's interesting.
On their website. So, like, for example, if something calls for a teaspoon of sugar, I think it's like 1/8 of a teaspoon of stevia.
Oh. And so stevia is safe and it is good to use.
Yes, safe and very good to use.
Okay,
it's all natural.
Perfect. Okay.
I'm looking at some of these points on here that Steve learned. Can you talk about soy because I had breast cancer. This is breast cancer month. Uh-huh. I am very careful about soy. I don't eat a lot of soy because I had an estrogen-based cancer. So I don't like to add a lot of extra soy. But what does it do to your body?
Well, what soy does is that basically it pumps phytoestrogens into your body. And whether you're a guy or a woman, it's not great for your health. It can be very damaging for men and reproductive issues and other health issues.
It can
you
lead
know
to
what's really amazing that really got to me is when I heard the statistics about how many people are feeding their babies soy formula. 20% of all infants are on soy formula, and that's just causing havoc with their systems. And for little boys, you know, maybe turning those little Boy Scouts into little Girl Scouts mm-hmm. with reproductive problems.
Now, does that even mean soybeans?
Yes.
So that includes soybeans. So if every time you go to sushi
right.
and you have the soybeans or the garlic soybeans, how
exactly.
often should you be having them or not be having them?
Well, you should probably really reduce all of your soy intake because soy is so prevalent in our food supply that is in 60% of all packaged foods.
Wow.
I challenge anyone to go into a big box store like a Vons or a Ralph's or an Albertsons and walk down the bread aisle. You will not find one bread product. An English muffin, a bagel, a piece of bread.
And they all have soy in it?
They'll have soy oil or soy flour in it.
Even Ezekiel?
Oh, yeah. Ezekiel has sprouted soy in theirs.
Wow.
So it's in everything. And here's this interesting statistic. The FDA keeps what they call a toxic plant database. You can go onto their website and pull it up. What are toxic plants? They have over 250 entries for soy alone.
Wow.
So even the FDA recognizes this, that it's a toxic plant.
Wow. So if you had it twice a month, is that...
I would say that if you're going to have it maybe twice a month, make sure it's organic because all of it's genetically modified.
But I think what Karen is saying is it's in so many other products. Then to go intentionally eat soy...
And I do that a lot.
Then you
That's
are
scary.
Adding a lot of that to your... I know there's... Especially... Now, when there's so many hormones and everything, putting all the meat and the milk and the... I mean, you have kids growing up and you have girls getting breasts at,
yeah,
you know,
young
8
ages.
Years old.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I want to go on and talk about coconut water. I know that that is like, that's like the next thing that just hit, right? I mean, even though it's been around for a long time, but I know everybody's drinking coconut water. Steve, what's your thought on that?
Oh, coconut water is fantastic. I'm a competitive archer, and whether you're an athlete or you work out a lot, nothing beats coconut water for rehydrating your body. It's almost even better than water. We certainly avoid all the colored sports drinks because of all the dyes and sugars and everything. Those really impede your performance. Coconut water, whether you buy it, you know, in a carton or you get your own right out of the coconut like we do sometimes, is just a really good thing to add to your overall diet.
So where do you get it? You just go to the store and you find coconut water?
Yeah, it's everywhere now. I mean, right?
Oh, yeah, you could even find it at your big box
Trader
stores.
Joe's, yep. anywhere. I mean, really anywhere. Now, anywhere. Is there different grades of coconut water?
Not that I'm familiar with, but you want to be careful about the flavored coconut waters because that's where they add all that extra sugar.
Okay.
All right, I'm curious about something that you say. Mm-hmm. Coffee on an empty stomach can make you fat.
Right. Now, this
yeah,
is
talk to us about that.
This is something interesting that Karen had pointed out to me. Drinking coffee or other caffeinated beverages on an empty stomach, what it does is it kicks up your cortisol, which essentially is fat-storing hormone. Mm-hmm. So what I do is basically wait until I have food in my stomach before having that first cup of coffee. Now, coffee is actually good for you. A lot of studies have been showing 2, 3, 4 cups of coffee a day are perfectly fine. In fact, they prevent a lot of diseases. But the problem people run into is what they put in their coffee, mm-hmm. whether it's the artificial sweeteners and others. So what I do, my strategy for the first thing in the morning is I generally have cocoa sweetened with some stevia and then wait until I have my breakfast and then load up on some coffee for the drive into work.
So, Karen,
yes.
What does it mean to have coffee on an empty stomach?
It raises your cortisol levels. That's your stress hormones. That's your fat-storing hormones.
Really?
So, exactly. So,
and I think everybody does that.
But wasn't there a study that said the opposite?
Not
before, weren't they saying before that it's good to have coffee? The first thing you do is have coffee and it actually
stimulates you.
It stimulates you and it's good for your weight loss?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look into that. But it makes sense, you know. You know, there's so many things. Now, what about pesticides? I know that's a big one, right? So pesticides can make you, you know, a sick, but not all that fruits and vegetables need to be organic. We talked to one of our other guests that talked about that, and I think it's what the 15...
The Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, that changes every year. The Environmental Working Group, you can download this for free at foodnews.org, and it's called the Dirty Dozen. You can carry it around in your wallet while you're shopping. They list the top 12 most heavily sprayed crops, and then those you should always be buying organically. Now, the FDA says that 30% of all insecticides, 60% of all herbicides, and 90% of all fungicides cause cancer. And we're using more and more on them year after year. So on the flip side of that card is the Clean 15. There's very little, if any, of those chemicals sprayed on those crops. So I really stress, especially apples, year after year, apples are always the most dangerous.
And Karen, what if you take the cleaning spray that they sell and really scrub it before you eat it?
Think about this visualize this, a crop duster flying over a crop, okay? Then it's watered. It's in the, you know, these pesticides get in the very roots and fibers of these plants.
So apples, bell peppers, blueberries, celery, cucumbers, grapes, lettuce, nectarines, peaches, potatoes, spinach, and strawberries are this year's Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
And now, okay, so if you take an apple, I always rinse all my food. Should we be rinsing it? Should we be washing it with soap? What is it that we should be doing?
Well, first of all, you want to buy apples organic. They are the most heavily contaminated of any produce in our country.
Wow, I never knew.
And think about that with small children. Whenever our government sets a standard of how many chemicals we can have in our body, they base that on an average 5'5", 140-pound person. And they don't... take into consideration that children are drinking a lot of applesauce, they're drinking apple juice and eating applesauce and all these different apple products. So yes, you want to wash. You definitely want to wash it with some sort of soap and water.
Well, it's easy to tell organic food because organic food doesn't look perfect.
Right.
So, you know, you have apples, they usually aren't waxed and they may have a slight little dings on them because normal natural food has little bits wrong with it.
Well, here's just to give you an example of what's going on right now. I think this is in Canada. They've created a new genetically modified apple called the Arctic apple. Have you heard about it? It won't ever turn brown. Okay, so
that's scary.
That's scary because you could be eating old food and not even know it.
All right.
But it's that whole, does it look good? Is it pretty?
Well, I think your husband had to go back to work, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I thank him for being there. But the one other thing that really was intriguing to me is by ensuring your vitamin D levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where should they be? And talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. So the normal reference range on your lab test will say 30 to 100. So if you fall anywhere in there between 30 and 100, your doctor's going to say you're fine. But if you can get your vitamin D levels up to around 70 or even closer to 90, you can cut your cancer risk by 77%.
Wow.
And most people are taking like 1,000 IU. That's not going to get you there in 10 years.
Karen, you know what's interesting is before I had a doctor from Florida that was on, and he talked about vitamin D. Mm-hmm. But I never heard that anybody was low on their vitamin D because we live in sunny California, right?
Well, yes, but we all work indoors. We put sunscreen on. The sunscreen is automatically like in our makeup that we put on. Our car windows are tinted.
So is that what's holding it? I mean, that's what's keeping the sun away from us? I mean, it's really.
Yeah. If you think about it, you need to be out in the sunshine with half your body exposed for at least 30 minutes a day.
Which is bad for you.
Well.
So go figure. How does that, you know what I mean? Right?
Yeah. And
we're screwed. We're kind of screwed.
You can supplement with vitamin D.
All right.
Tell us about organic eggs, butter, and whole dairy products, about why we should do that versus regular.
Well, first of all, any of the dairy products, if they're not organic, they're going to contain bovine growth hormones, okay? If it's not organic, you want to look for that label that says made from cow's milk, not treated with RBGH, bovine growth hormone. I know. But you got to think about these things, because what happens in our country is we inject our cattle with hormones so they produce more milk.
Unbelievable.
And that's passed on.
All right. Well, we're going to continue. And Karen Roth is here with us. She's going to continue to stay in here with us. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. Our next guest is Kathy O'Keefe Canavas. And she is a survivor of cancer twice by listening to her intuition. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on my show, Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. We've got Sharon Savitson, we've got Marsha Hively, and we've got Karen Roth, who is our nutritionist, and we are all in the studio, and we're going to start talking with Kathy O'Keefe Canavas, who is a survivor of cancer twice by listening to her intuition. And despite the fact that all medical tests conducted, her doctors said that they weren't, she continued to go on her intuition. So let's bring Kathy on. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on your show, Kim.
Absolutely. Welcome. And thank you for sharing your journey with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised a military family. I was raised in Europe because my dad was a Green Beret, and he was kept over there close to hot spots, quote unquote. And so I graduated from Munich American High School, and then I went on to Keene's Teachers College and taught special education and psychology at the University of South Florida. And now I'm in the process of publishing my first book. They're actually a trilogy that I wrote together. Surviving Trauma Land, the intuitive aspects of healing, and then surviving recurrence, and finally the third one, which is going to be thriving after surviving.
Wow, and so what a journey. So if you could, you know, what do you believe is our biggest challenge in health and wellness today?
Well, I believe our biggest challenges in health and wellness today is believing in what we cannot see, feel, or hear, our inner guidance, connecting with our inner physician. That voice that kept us out of trouble as a child could save your life as an adult. And when this guidance is at odd with physicians, relationships, finances, or even medical tests on which physicians rely, we should request, and if necessary, demand additional tests, different people. We have to be responsible for our life.
Oh, that's.
And we must self-advocate in all aspects of life.
That makes
sense. And in my case, my guided dream saved my life twice in respect to my health. But these same dreams can save you if you are in financial ruin, if you're headed down the wrong path. because our guides are there to keep us on the right path when we come to those forks in the road.
I think Kathy made a really good point about demanding tests when you go into your doctor's office. Just don't walk in there and let them check off some boxes. Demand that you get your vitamin D levels tested. I mean, that is so crucial for your health.
You keep bringing up vitamin D, and so why is that? Kathy, did you ever have your vitamin D tested?
You know, I didn't, and doctors, you know, I love my doctors, don't get me wrong, and doctors, I don't believe they would be in, they wouldn't be in this field if they didn't love people and want to help them. However, that said, they're ruled by hospital policy, and policy tells them what they can and cannot test unless the patient requests more. So no, my vitamin D levels were not tested, and when I was on tamoxifen, which my cancers were hormone receptive, and tamoxifen is given to women who are premenopausal, and of course I was quite young. I was only 39, 40 years old when this happened. This tamoxifen is so important for keeping the hormone levels in your body low so that it won't stimulate cancer, and yet they never tested the hormone levels in my blood. So when I got the second cancer, they said, well, you know, now we know the tamoxifen wasn't working. And I said, well, why were you giving me blood tests every 6 months if you weren't testing the hormone levels? And they said, oh, we don't have tests for that. We were just testing your liver. And I said, with all of the fertility clinics in this town, you can't test a woman's hormone levels if you're giving her tamoxifen? That's like giving somebody, insulin and not testing their blood to see if they've got too much or too little.
Kathy, I'm sorry, this is Marcia.
And
I just want to say I also am a breast cancer survivor. And I chose not to go on tamoxifen because, well, my numbers were as such. But tamoxifen, not only does it throw you into menopause, and you're unable to, control that anymore. But depending on, my doctor was really, an advocate of not everybody needs tamoxifen, but a lot of doctors just automatically put you on it.
And I remember you actually had a choice because we talked about that. What do you think we should, I feel like I went through it with you. But, you looked at both sides.
Well, and there's a lot of adverse things that happen when you go on tamoxifen. So it's not, not that everybody shouldn't go on. It depends on what your numbers are. But I absolutely agree you have to be an advocate for your own health. And as a matter of fact, before I was diagnosed with breast cancer, for a year before that, even though they found my tumor in a mammogram, I had a hot spot, and I kept saying to the doctor, is this normal? I mean, does most people have like a spot in their breast that constantly gets hot? And she's like, I've never heard of that. I don't know what that means. And then it turned out that's exactly where the tumor was.
So you felt, I never even knew that. Yeah. So you had that hot.
So it was hot. It would get hot. Wow. Like literally hot on the outside of my skin as well as inside. And in retrospect, I should have, although they wouldn't have been able to find the tumor at that point, but I should have realized that was
something wasn't right in your body, And really, when I had a baby that was, born with a problem, she was born with hydrocephalus, same thing. My intuition, I kept telling the doctor, something's not right. And he's like, oh, it's all in your head. You have to look and listen to your body and your intuitions. So important.
Absolutely. And, they're using thermography now, and a lot of the hospitals are saying, oh, that doesn't work as well as mammograms. But thermography picks up hot spots because cancer's hot.
It can actually detect.
And hormone-receptive cancer gets hot or cold according to your menstrual cycle.
And so that's what mine was.
Hot, but sometimes it's hotter than other times. So, unfortunately, what's happening, I think, is a lot of us have learned the hard way. And rather than making other women reinvent the wheel and go through what we went through, we're spreading the word. And I simply said to the doctors the second time around when they were pushing a number of chemos on me, I was saying, no, I'm not doing any more. I'm not. That's it. There is such a thing as overkill, and you don't keep experimenting on your patients. So I said, absolutely not. And they said, well, your cancer will be back in like 5 years. Well, it's been 8, and I'm fine.
Thank God. Thank
God. It's been 14 since the first one, and that never came back. So, each time it was a different cancer, but that's because if they had seen that the tamoxifen had stopped working at two years, they could have tried something else. Wow. But at the same time, like, you know, our other guest is saying, that's your choice, and they need to give you all the information to make intelligent choices that fit you. And like I often told the doctors, I'd rather die from a bad decision I make, from my bad choices, than yours.
I like that. You know, I just want to remind all of my listeners that if you are just tuning in, and if you've missed any part of this show, you can always go on my website, Kim Pagano Show. I will be downloading all my shows on there. They're already downloaded. This one will be early next week. And right now we are talking with Kathy O'Keefe. Did I say it right?
You're right. Cannabis.
I did. Cannabis. Yeah. Okay, good. And we're talking about intuitive aspects of healing and how to overcome illness by accessing your physician within. My question is that you talk about this as a dream. Are you referring to your dream as your intuition?
Well, intuition comes to us in different ways, and it's whatever way is comfortable for you and your guides to speak. In this case, it wasn't until my life was threatened that my guides came through so profoundly, and they came through in dreams. I would have these prophetic nightmares, basically, and my guides would come through my dream, and while I was dreaming, I would have a pop-up window, like in my dream, and my guides, who were dressed like Franciscan monks, would step through with the hooded robes, the rope belts, and the sandals, and they said, "You have breast cancer," because I'd already been to my doctor and had 3 mammograms, 3 blood tests, 3 physicals, knowing when the dream started. And I would say to this guide, I would actually start crying and say, "I've already been back to him 3 times, and he's not listening to me. If I do have breast cancer and you want me to find it and live, you need to help me." And then my guide reached into his pocket, and this is a shortening of the story, but the whole thing is in my book, but I it would take forever to go through that. And he handed me a little white feather, and he said, "If you go back tomorrow to your doctor," and I think it's important to point out here, Kim, that he didn't say, "Go find Swami Wami Rama Lama Ding Dong," because I would have gone and done it. He said, "You go back to your doctor tomorrow, and you use this white feather to fence with him verbally, and you'll get the test you need, which is exploratory surgery. Nothing else is going to show this." And I thought that was interesting, because I remember thinking to myself, well, what about an MRI? And it turned out that just before, well, I walked into his office, and he said again, "You know, why are you back?" And I said, "I really want exploratory surgery." And he looked like he'd been shot. And he said, "I can't do exploratory surgery on you. It's against hospital policy, and it's against my policy. You know, we're talking anesthesia. We're talking possible infection." And I imagined that feather in my hand, and I imagined pointing it at him. And I said, "You're my last hope. I need for you to listen to me."
And did he?
Yes, he did. It was like somebody had walked in, glimmered him, and I ended up with the exploratory surgery, which he did an MRI beforehand, and it didn't show anything. Yeah. I just told him where to go, where to cut, and it turned out I was in stage 2 with it in my lymph nodes.
God, you just gave me chills.
Kathy, this is Sharon. Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
So I work with my clients to access their higher power, their intuition, their whatever it is, and I do hypnosis tapes, or I take them through guided imagery and have them access whatever it is that's going to come up for them, and have them do a relaxation 4-minute technique every day that is tapping into their higher power. And so I think people are so busy, you know, to get them to even do 4 minutes or 15 minutes of accessing this is so important, because as you say, it's not just about your body. You know, you can tap in about your finances, about your family, about your life. So it's really
your relationship,
everything.
You know, your guides are going to tell you if you're dating the wrong person, but you need to listen to them.
You need to
love
listen.
It. And you know what's interesting? I really have learned, you know, I've been working with Sharon too, is that you meditate to listen to your prayers being talked to. You know, I mean, that's really what it's about, right? Mm-hmm. You pray and then mm-hmm. you meditate to listen.
Yeah, I do. And that's what every night when I go to sleep, because you're right, Sharon, we're very busy. We're bombarded. We're more busy, I think, now than ever before in the history of the world, where mankind's been on it. And so what I do is at night, before I go to sleep, I do my own version of the Lord's Prayer, and then I go into a meditation where I Reiki myself, and I have a Reiki group that I do. And if during that meditation I fall asleep, I've fallen asleep in a state of grace, mm-hmm. and the doors and the windows are open, and my guides come through, and they speak to me.
I'm also a dreamer, always have been. But one of the things that I'll tell my clients, and I think you speak about this in order to remember when you dream, is to have a glass of water. Drink half of it before you go to sleep, or a little bit of it. Set the intention that you'll remember your dreams when you wake up in the morning and have another sip of water.
I think that that is wonderful, because you're pulling,
never heard of that. I've never
you're
heard
pulling
that either.
The abstract into the concrete, or your the metaphysical into the earth plane. And I tell them, you know, state your intention to the universe, because the universe is always listening, and it's a doorway to your guides. And then when you wake up, you pull the dream into the earth plane, and that's how you manifest this abstract concept of dream, which is a universal language. Because you know yourself, Sharon, that we sometimes forget that we're human beings. We're spirit in a human body having a human experience on the earth plane. And dreams are the way our inner ET phones
right,
home.
Right.
Wow.
And somebody always answers the phone line. It's amazing. They're always there to answer that line.
Interesting. Now, let me ask you, you know, we're talking about food, and I'm sure, you know, I know that we talked a little bit about you changed your whole regimen of how you took care of yourself. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I think one of the first things I did was change my diet to an organic diet, and if I don't eat very much meat at all, but if I do, when I get a hankering, quote-unquote, for it, I go with organic meat that has not been, you know, given hormones, growth hormones, because if you think about it, if you're eating meat that has had growth hormones in it, you're eating growth hormones, and the last thing you want to do is grow something. So I eat a lot of fish. All my vegetables, all of my grains are all organic. I have a filtration system on my house, a triple filtration system. Some people go with water systems like Kagan. I find that if your intention is for the water to be pure and it's gone through the filtration system, and like Sharon said, you put your intention into that water, you can actually change the molecules, because we are incredible. As human beings, we have the spirit in us to do that.
Do you know what's interesting? I was out at Malibu Ranch at this one-gun dinner the other night, and there was this amazing guy. I'm going to get him on my show, but he made coffee for my husband and I, and he said, I have changed the mm-hmm. element of the water into love water. And my husband's like, really, you know, but you know, I'm telling you, and you know, and it was, so, but you could totally tell, and you know, talking to you and all my guests about really knowing that you really can do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like, and if you tasted his hot chocolate or his coffee, I'm telling you, it was amazing, a million times better than that I've tasted.
Well, one of the things that we've recently done is knowing that organic meat is twice as expensive as non-organic meat, that we've made a conscious choice to eat less meat but eat better meat.
Oh, exactly. Great choice. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. a great
and
choice.
That's with everything, because everything that's organic is more. But, you know, look at America walking around the streets. Mm-hmm. I think we could do with a little bit of less. And in the long run, get more, you know, more health benefits by eating less food. We're consuming too much.
Kathy, can we go back to intention? Because I think that this is really important. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know at what point how powerful the intention is. It's like, okay, if you're eating really bad meat, can you intent it to be
better?
Better.
Yeah,
however.
I think you can. Yeah, I think you can to a degree.
Okay, so let's really talk about the way that people think about what they do and what they put into their mouths. And let's say someone has a chocolate or a piece of cake, and they're going, oh my goodness, I'm going to be fat after this, and I'm going to feel bad after this.
So are they putting that out there
to
the universe?
So the intention that they're putting into this food, they're really better off not having it.
Yes, I agree.
You know, irrespective of what it is, whether it's, I'm using it as an example, but just saying whatever it is that you're choosing to eat, send the love to it instead of really sending the negative energy to what it is, because it's the negative energy that really also poisons your system.
So interesting.
Completely, yeah. And when I do that, I do occasionally eat a piece of chocolate and whatever, and I'll say, you know what, this is food for my soul. My soul is singing. It is so happy, and I know that what I'm eating has now been converted into happiness, and our soul needs that happiness.
And you tend to eat a little less if you intentionally eat something and you think about it before you eat it, instead of just shoving something in your mouth because it's sitting on the counter. You eat less of it and you enjoy it more.
Yeah.
So true. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are so glad you are here. We're talking about food and all the aspects of food and how we can be intentional with our food. We can actually, you know, so many of us, women and men, we're so busy in our world, and we don't think about what we put in our mouths, but, I mean, we talk about this all the time, is you are what you eat. You really are. And so I just think it's so important to really talk about our foods and our triggers and why we as Americans and really the whole entire country are doing such a terrible job on valuing who we are, correct? And let's really take that together to make a difference and for our families, for our, you know, I mean, if we're usually the moms or the dads and we're making dinner, why not make more vegetables? I mean, I started growing stuff in my garden now, which is amazing. I love it. I'm so excited to cut stuff and bring it in. We were just at the expo, and they had, which I thought I wanted to share this, they had a whole, just a planter, just a plastic planter that you buy at the grocery store or you buy at the, you know, at your hardwood store, and you put all your different lettuces in there. Cut a salad. How perfect
is
that?
I love that. It looked so pretty.
Didn't it? Mm. Yeah, so there's so many ways. Our guest right now is Kathy O'Keefe Canevas, and we're talking about our intuition aspects of healing and how to overcome illness by accessing your physician within. In our studio today, we have Karen Roth, who is our nutritionist, and we have Sharon Saviton, and we have Marsha Hively. And I'm so glad that you are here with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Kathy, what would you leave my listeners with? What advice?
My advice would be to connect with your guides, because they will never guide you wrong. And they're always listening. They're always around us. And quite often people, our loved ones from the other side, are given permission to come back and help us during times of stress, crisis, and health issues. And our dreams are the doorway to the other side. And so by learning to speak our dream language, becoming multilingual with our spirits, I think that we can avoid a lot of the pitfalls of life. And even if we don't, if we go through them, at least we know that we're not alone, that these guides are with us every step of the way. And this may be part of our learning curve, maybe the things that we need to learn. And sometimes to go forward, we have to look back into the past. And one of the things that we need to look at, again, is intention and values. And if you look back to the time of our grandparents and our parents, one of the values that we used to put a lot of stock into was saying grace over mm-hmm. our meals before we consumed them. And by doing that, we actually were able to, you know, change to a degree the food as we ate it. And then now that we've become so busy, we've kind of cut that out of our lives. And I think that intention and using the values of grace over our food can be a great help in consuming food that is going to be of the highest and best for us again.
And I'd like
that little second of, higher power, please bless this food, and so that when I consume it, it becomes a part of my body for the highest and best of my being. It's all you have to say and then eat it. And it's amazing how much power we have as human beings with a spirit.
And I'd like to add a tip to that as well. We need to start sharing our meals with the ones we love. So many of the families are eating at different times of the day. And if you think about what's your favorite day of the year? It's usually Thanksgiving, isn't it? When we're mm-hmm. eating with the ones we love, we're all helping in the kitchen, you know, everybody's there as a community, and it's like we're all eating fat.
Yeah.
So it's like our happiest day.
Right, that's so important.
It's funny because I cook my kids breakfast, lunch, dinner. I'm always cooking for them.
We're moving in.
And I do. And he went and he was gone for a couple of days to a friend. And he came back and he said to me, "Mom, I really missed your cooking."
Mm. So, my kids do the same thing. I've always cooked for my kids too. And I have to laugh because sometimes their friends will come over and eat. And one of my son's friends said, "Mrs. Hively, I've never had three vegetables in one meal before." And I was dumbfounded.
Right. Well, and that's the same with us because I love to cook for my family. And, you know, last night I made, we were watching the debate, you know, and we were watching it and everybody sat down for a meal and they were like, we had sweet potato and we had, you know, vegetables and we had a small thing of meat. Mm-hmm. But they value our dinners, they value our food, and it's so important to have really good stuff in your refrigerator.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. So that when you go grazing, you graze well.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I think we've talked about, you know, beyond with among us all, great things that we can change in our lives and to really honor our bodies and to really look at where we're going with our choices, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah. And Kathy, you know, where are you at with your life now?
Well, right now I have just hooked up with a fabulous group of women called Wake Up Women. And we're going to be going on tour around the country. Our first tour is going to be in Las Vegas in March. And you can go to my website at www.survivingtraumaland.com to see my speaking engagements. And we're also writing books together, joint books, with these incredible stories. And right now, if anybody is interested, if you're listening, my website, my email is catcan@comcast.net. And we're putting these stories in these books for other women so that they don't have to reinvent the wheel. So if you're interested in that and want to drop me an email, just put in the subject box, Wake Up Women Books, and I would be glad to take a look at what you've written for a 1,300 to 3,000 word chapter. And that goes for Marcia, Karen, and Sharon on your show, along with you, Kim.
Great, thank you.
Because we'll put all of your bio information and contact information at the end of your chapter.
I love it. Well, thank you. And, you know, I love that you're making a difference and that you have learned. And really, that's what my show's all about, is adding value every day in every way. And I appreciate you talking about your journey and that, you know, by your journey, you're helping all of us to be a better, you know, better journeys, better people, better health. And that's what it's all about. We are going to take a really quick break. Kathy, thank you so much for being a part of our show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. We've got a whole nother hour. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832. You know, it's becoming more and more difficult to find a show that relates to you and what's going on in your life. But we've got it for you right here on AM 1520 KVTA every Saturday at 2 p.m. on The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about health. She talks about business, beauty, fashion, pop culture. Oh, and don't forget, she includes parenting and relationships. It's real life radio for, get that, your real life. Join Kim Pagano every Saturday for interesting guests that include everyone from doctors and experts to entertainers and even locals. It's your life on the radio because Kim's just like you. She's a mom, she's a hair therapist, and a busy career woman. Start your weekend off in a positive way and do yourself a favor. Be here 2 p.m. every Saturday for your weekly dose of Kim and your weekly dose of your life on the radio for The Kim Pagano Show, only here on AM 1520 KVTA.